Excellent.
Good. It is going to be a great evening. A few surprises along the way, too, which should be really fun. Other announcements? Yes, Kathy. Yes, next Saturday from 12 to 2, we will be outside here on the lawn, and so it's a wonderful time to invite your neighbors to bring their pets, bring pictures of pets. Last year we had 60 people, we ate hot dogs, animal crackers, we had a really good time. All are welcome, so yes, we did. Yes, and Laura. Yes, and so for those who haven't met Laura East, our new family ministry director, Laura's first event is on?
Sunday, October 16th, which is 2 weeks from today. We're going to do a harvest gathering out here on the lawn. We're going to have lawn games, soup and salads, so plan to stick around after worship.
There'll be activities for children, but there also will be activities for adults, which is why we're calling it a family ministry director. So all of the events that Laura coordinates will be for children and adults of all ages. So thank you. All right, others? Yes. There's music tonight, and when I say there's a few surprises along the way, I mean musical surprises. So you'll have to come to see what I'm... I don't want to give it away, but really looking forward to that. And yes, Becky.
We had a fabulous, fabulous rehearsal on Wednesday night of the Christmas cantata music. And if there is anyone here who would love to join us, please come Wednesday evening. And I do have rehearsal CDs for altos, sopranos, and tenors. The bass is already
left. Great. Thank you. Well, with all of that, then, let us breathe in the Holy Spirit and be present to this space as we worship God together. Fine when I talked to her. What happened? I called her on Thursday. She was fine. She told me she was fine.
She's worried she won't make it on Thursday.
She was
Belonging to God, we find compassion in our being.
Belonging to God, we find the other in ourselves.
In unity, you should all know immediately goes to who's not okay. So I was happy that Laura could step in and so easily. Thank you for that. Before we start, I also want to remind everyone that today is World Communion Sunday. It is a time where churches all over the world, ecumenical, all kinds of Christian churches, all take communion today in solidarity and in unity, reminding us that what we have in common far exceeds our differences, that who we are through Jesus Christ unites us ultimately into one people, one bread, one body. This time always comes around the same time as the Festival of Booths in the Jewish tradition. Sukkot, it's also called, and it's a perfect time for that. And during Sukkot, people build sukkahs, which are structures made out of all different kinds of trees, representing all the different kinds of Jews in the world, and they get tied together to create one structure, again signifying unity, and the roofs of those structures are left open as a reminder that when it rains on one person, it rains on all people, and as a reminder that we all live under the same stars. It's a beautiful message of unity. It comes around the same time as World Communion Sunday. That's usually my children's message on this Sunday every year, but I switched it up and couldn't start without at least mentioning that because it is such an important day in the life of the greater church. With all of that said, now let us pray. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I changed the title of today's sermon. This was one of those weeks when the title no longer made sense by the time I finished writing. And as I was writing the sermon, I kept hearing these words, "Do the doing," in my head. And those are the words of my first acting mentor, Joan Potter. Joan was close to 80. She had a full gray bun, beautifully coiffed, not at all like the mess that you see here. Joan was impeccably dressed. She spoke with a slight head shake, similar to Katharine Hepburn. Joan was old school. She had learned from the best. She had had a full career, and now she was our mentor. And over the course of a few years, we would hear many Joanisms. And occasionally, one of us will post one of her sayings on Facebook. "Do the doing" was Joan's favorite thing to say. It was rooted in the Stanislavski method of acting dating back to the first half of the 20th century. His system later became known as method acting. An actor was not simply representing a character, but experiencing what the character would have experienced. And the same could and should be said of our faith. One does not walk around representing some idea of faith. One experiences faith. For an actor, there's always something to do. At times, it's something physical provided by the playwright with a stage direction, pours drink, ties shoes, makes the bed. Whatever it is, Joan used to tell us to scratch those out. We would instead find our actions to do based on our own experience of the character. So even if the scene calls for your character to sit passively, you're still doing through active listening. Listening becomes doing. step into the role of serving God. What we do what we do, because that's what we do. Faith grows, but not as a reward and punishment system. We participate in the gift of faith by doing what we're supposed to do. We love, we forgive, we humble ourselves, we look to God to take the lead, and in the doing, we find our faith is deepening from being in relationship with faith, experiencing faith. Do the doing. Now, the verses you didn't hear, the ones just before what was read, were about sin and forgiveness. Now, my guess is that the apostles wanted their faith increased because of the climate that was growing as they approached